$999. $999 is what we're spending every second under the current state budget of $31.5 billion. Over $2,466 for each and every Pennsylvanian citizen. Now consider this. In 1970, the state budget was $2.6 billion, which accounted for the spending of nearly $222 a person. In 47 years, Pennsylvania's population has grown a whopping 8.3%, while the Commonwealth's general budget has grown 1,104%. Consider also this, where our money is going for. In federal, state, and local taxes, including taxes on, and bear with me, amusements, capital gains, cigarettes, corporations, earned income, services, estates, gas, liquor, sales, per capita, personal income, personal property, property, realty transfers, Social Security, telephone calls, utilities, and unemployment. We also pay license fees, which include building permits, dog licensing, fishing licensing, government late fees and penalties, hunting licenses, marriage licenses, parking meter fees, professional license fees, speeding tickets, traffic fines, vehicle and boat registration fees. Additional costs to taxpayers arise from myriad of government regulations such as zoning, state and local building codes, restrictions on amount of water in toilets, and environmental requirements on gas and cars. All these costs come from the same place, taxpayers, your pockets. As government spending, borrowing, and taxing grows, the burdens on we the people continue to rise. That's why I'm again introducing my Taxpayer Protection Act, which would limit, not reduce, the growth of government spending. Tomorrow is April 19th. Will mark the 242nd anniversary of the battles of Lexington and Concord, where America's war for independence began as a handful of colonial militia stood before the mightiest army in the world to protect their right to taxation without representation. We're now, while we're inside, much warmer, more advanced, and not facing a hostile military force. I believe the need to both remember and honor those brave patriots of 1775 by saying, enough. Enough taxation, enough excess government spending, enough borrowing, and enough burdening taxpayers. The time has come for the General Assembly to put taxpayers first by passing Senate Bill 7. Senate Bill 7 doesn't cut government spending. It simply limits spending to the average change in personal income for three preceding calendar years, or limits state spending to the average inflation rate plus average percentage change in state population over the three preceding years, with some exceptions. Would you have stood on the Lexington Green or to the Concord Bridge on the nippy April morning in support of your rights? Fortunately, you don't need to, as you have an alternative to protect your rights as taxpayers, Senate Bill 7. I hope you will join with me in support of these much needed and long overdue reforms. Thank you.